Dictation for Janet. Brecht, B as in boy, R-E-C-H-T as in today. March 1951. Addresses a letter to Jennifer. Balawender, B as in boy, A-L-A-W-E-N-D-E-R. 837-9307. Dear Dr. Balawander, a follow-up, Mrs. Brecht, chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension. She also has mitral regurgitation, last visit in September. Problems of Meniere's disease, was in the emergency room, given Phenergan. Sofran antivert did not work. Isolated nausea, vomiting. All symptoms improve. Trying to be more physically active. Has gained weight from 218 to 220. No vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood melanin, no infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Stable edema and neuropathy, both feet, toes, compressing, stacking, no ulcers, denied chest pain palpitation syncope, denies dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, she's hard of hearing. Next paragraph, medication list review. Notice Norvasc, Hydralazine, Losartan, Metoprolol, HCTC. Next paragraph, blood pressure 121.57. Alert Orientis 9.3, no gross respiratory distress, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistries, creatinine has risen from baseline of 1.1 last year, May and September. It did go to 1.5 in December, and most recent one, 1.4. There is anemia of 11.3, normal platelet count, predominance of neutrophils, high glucose 227, low sodium 135, normal potassium, metabolic acidosis 21, and normal calcium albumin. Liver function test not elevated, troponin not elevated. She did have keto acids. All this is in the emergency room. Lactic acid was normal, TSH mild elevated, normal lipase, magnesium. Arterial renal Doppler shows no evidence of renal artery stenosis. Incidental findings of probably aortic, abdominal aortic artery stenosis. Compromise of celiac artery. However, no further testing has been done. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Progressive renal failure, underlying diabetes, poorly controlled, hypertension, by definition, resistant or refractory, given the number of blood pressure medications, she says to be compliant. We discussed the importance of salt restriction. Concerned about the findings of aortic, abdominal aortic disease. It's not clear to me if she has done the abdominal aortic ultrasound. She's not having, however, symptoms of claudication or discolor of the toes. We are going to monitor metabolic acidosis and hyponatremia, monitor anemia without external bleeding. Diabetes needs to be more aggressively controlled. Next chemistries in April and every 3 months. Further advice to follow with results, end of dictation.